me, I like football. There's a lot of things around. When you line them up together, the footy wins hands down.
Alrighty, folks, round one has been won and done. There are six happy coaches and six not-so-happy coaches. To find out who's happy and who's sad, let's get cracking straight into the review.
Right, well, that's about the worst review ever.
He's going to cop a fair bit now on that review. That was a shocker.
Alrighty, drafters, and I have a special guest stars here to help me review the tragedy that was round one for both him and I. And stars, it's not a great start for our teams.
Good evening, Hawker. What a shit fucking round that was.
Not happy with round. It. Not happy at all.
Crazy
not happy
scores.
At all.
And there are some absolute stinkers in this.
I didn't know everyone's score could consistently score that low, but
I don't think I've ever seen scores this low in the first round when we should be at our strongest point, really, shouldn't we?
So yes, the strongest point, that means you got eight people on the bench to pick from and
all green dots.
Ready to go. Green
yep.
dots everywhere.
Yep, no injuries. Round. Ready to go.
Just ready to go. Yes. Anyway, well that's enough of this podcast and we'll see you all
later.
In time for the preview of round two. Well, I suppose the crowd, what they want to hear is hear about the six winners and the six losers. So we'll go through the first game, which is Slippery Gypsies versus My Good Self. I'll quickly go through Slip's team. I won't go through every player, but in a round where the defenders scored like shite everywhere, an 88 and an 89 stand out like beacons for the Collingwood boys. For Slippery, but still
some absolute spud scores in that one.
Yes.
Oh, we. Yep.
Well, including number four pick, Liam Baker.
That's a I think at this point he put his hand up and said that was the wrong call. There was another player that he should have drafted that we'll get to later
on. Yes. But really, when your midfield does this, it really doesn't matter what your back line does. Oh. So on a Wednesday night, first game of the season, Hawker comes in with a new team. You know,
new team, new hope.
New year. The draft's gone well, according to all the pundits and experts in the BTTW. So a bit of hope.
New team name as well.
That's it. So, you know, just we're feeling a bit of positivity. And you're on a smack bang into 154 and 142 from Straka and Smith. And well, fuck you very much. And there goes all that optimism. So, then followed up with a couple more tons from number one pick, Nick Dacos.
Made the right call there.
Yep, so probably made the right call early doors. Not a lot went wrong in that midfield. Jared Lyons was the worst with an 83. And, well, the only downside is a Langford hamstring.
You can't help that, though. You can't predict injuries. I had Langford on my another draft league with no time on the ground percentage, so I had to cop the one.
Cop a one. Yikes. Jared Witts was beat up Nick Nat, so he was a clear winner there.
89's not bad for a ruckman this round. They're pretty
poor, right, yep. But then even the forward line, he's done. He's got some Dylan Moore and Tom Hawkins, tons. Zach Bailey almost got there. But on the flip side, old Fritch with a 53 and Kasiah Pickett a 30.
Yeah, looping the 30, it's a bold strategy.
Bold strategy, but it's better than the 24 that Waitman had.
Yeah, jeez.
So, solid, led by the midfield and ably assisted by the forward line, a solid score of 15.48 for young Swift.
Score that you want first half. That's a good run.
So talking about scores you want for your first round, tell us how you don't do it.
Oh, well, what have you done here? Any 100s? You were looking shaky for 100, weren't you?
I got my boy, my main man's back.
That's a great man.
Yep.
All the young keepers there. Justin McInerney had a great preseason. Had the midfield role on the wing. What's he done? 43.
43. And injured his knee in the last minute and a half of the game.
Jesus.
And so done well.
It's 7 May. You expect more from him. Zach Tui, you expect more from him. No one over 61 is the highest score there. So that's a Mercer-esque.
That's very Mercer-esque in the defensive line there. Yes, it'd be Hawker-esque, I believe, now.
When Titch can't even break 90, Isaac Smith, who you installed from me, and you know what? Thanks for that.
Yep.
Liberatore with one CBA. Thanks. Thanks, Bevo.
Yep.
Stevens, 49. Schoenberg actually showed something with a 74. Matt Rau, what a star. He's back.
Absolute legend. He's back.
If we can compare the number 3 draft pick, Josh Ward, to the number 1 draft pick, it's night and day, isn't it?
It is a bit. It is a bit for... But it's, like I said, early days. Yeah, so
he will be fine. Lysette was trash with 42.
Yep.
You got a fourth line is okay. It's good. It's probably above good. Gordon, you love. You know and love. Tom Powell wasn't supposed to play, but I don't know why he wasn't even named on the teams.
Here well, somebody suggested that he might have always been playing because it was Polak that was left out. So they might have been playing ducks and drakes with the team list. Why you'd need to do that in round one with a second-year player and a crab, I really don't know that it's going to fool the opposition or confuse
them. I don't know, Bev. I don't know. Higgins and Perkins passed away. Jack Gunson was an absolute great pickup. I did have my eye on him. I wasn't going that early, but I did. I didn't mind the Jack Gunson pickup, and for a 99,
very good. And probably should have cracked the ton because he missed a couple of really gettable ones early.
He normally nails those. And then JPK as your only player on the bench that played, which is quite a theme in this round.
In the early doors, yes.
Oh, well, we look forward to round two for you.
Round two, onwards and upwards. I think the team might just need a round or two to gel, so hopefully they do that quickly.
Who does have the bye next week?
Is that what? Whoever Pony's playing?
Not quite. It's a Pony.
All right. So the one close game of the round, Legless v. Merker.
Again, those scores are trash.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of very ordinary scores. Oh, so Legless. We'll go quickly through there. Like premium defenders, 69, 68, 89 is passable. And then I suppose 61 and 68 out of the not premiums is reasonable. Jack McRae does what Jack McRae does, at least somebody does. Crouch, I'm sure Legless is just happy he's out on the field.
I think he didn't have much time on ground, so we'll be better.
About 66%, I think someone said. And I don't think he kicked the ball until the second half almost. So
no, he just doesn't kick with that groin, no way.
No. Tay-Tay went bye-bye. It's only 71, that's pretty ordinary. Hopper got greened. Yep. McGrath was good. Didn't watch all of that game. Was he off the halfback?
I don't think I watched that too closely. I mean, that's where the ball was of half on the back line.
Well, that's true. Yes, it was there a bit.
Pants by Geelong.
Lockie Hunter sucks dog's balls.
Hey, no, don't say anything bad about Hunter. He's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say anything bad.
Berry was good until he ran out of puff halfway through the third.
Pretty grueling game, that one. Good game to watch.
Riley O'Brien trotted around for an 79.
Giraffe.
And, that forward line is looking very Mercer-esque, actually, at the moment.
I didn't mind the old Legless strategy of trading in those forwards before the draft, locking them away in a year where forwards are thin. But when you spend 3 first-rounders for a 55 and a 53...
It's a bit yikes. But, I mean, you must admit, though, Wingard looked good in the long sleeves.
About time a real coach lets the players wear what they want.
That's it. Long sleeves and blonde hair, obviously.
Didn't take long, did it?
Nope. So, there you go. So, that's, pretty...
And we'll say a shout-out to Max Holmes there. I thought he went earlier, Max Holmes.
Yep.
Wasn't my radar, but you know what? That's not a bad score for a young kid.
In his, well, I'd say it's his first game, but no one can remember the last time anyone from Geelong was that young. So
I don't recall, no.
Mm. And just having a look at Merker's team here.
Let's get Bailey, across the Merker. Yeah.
Bailey Dale, 92, and his second best defender is Bradley Hill. So, you know, how well are we going?
Two players are ex-Stars players from last year, and I was thinking, did I go heavy on forward? Should I have kept a Blake Hardwick type of a, you know, a decent 70 averaging defender, or a Wiedering? It's called well for me last year. Nope.
And 43 and 47. I believe the word we're looking for is yikes.
Mm-hmm.
And keeper Lukosha, 65. I looked good, but
yeah, playing. Who was he playing?
Oh yeah, West Coast. He's
playing the Waffle team.
Yeah. And yeah, looked good, but just didn't get a lot of the ball.
Speaking of who you're playing, Jeremy Sharp in the midfield needs a rocket. Lost me a game in another league.
Yes.
44. I don't think he touched 44. In the second half.
He really should have been racking up some points in this game. So Luke McDonald, 109, and Ben Keys, 132. Pretty good. The rest was.
Oh, you'll probably take that in this week.
Yeah. Well, this week you would, yeah.
We're taking 70s, aren't we? That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Even Brody Grundy couldn't crack the ton, so interesting. Apparently, I think I won't step on too much on Pony's toes, but I believe some offers have come in for Grundy. So, so
might have been. Like Pony to offer something for a player down the week.
Yes. So, very interesting. And then in the forward line, he's looped on a Mackay, 60, and actually some of them, Treloar, 95, wasn't bad. Norton was on fire early with...
He looked good, doesn't he?
He does. He's look good.
Take this game by storm.
And then Wright and Wood, I don't know about this key, well, we've got four key forwards out of
Worker. He started off forwards last season, worked right from him, and until the AFL coaches work out, I want to stop this nice free-flowing attacking game, or... Clog it back up again.
That's it. So by about round three, his forward scoring will be back to Merker-esque, one would assume.
When the defender scored well, because the ball just went straight out to attack.
That's it.
Switching, more chippy-chippy, please.
That's what we want to see. So speaking of chippy-chippies, Ponyfish Islanders probably sitting on the couch eating some chippy-chippies to recover his losses.
Do you believe this is the grand final replay?
Grand final replay where... What was the score in the grand final? It was, let me find that quickly while we...
I'll talk about Ponyfish Islanders. Let's have a good chat about what's going on here. Jack Crisp, 51, ruined my classic team. Sam Taylor, the key defender, what did you expect with 40? Had some decent scores there with Perry Perry. Hayden Young, 81, is going to be a great player going forward. Warner did quite well, probably Houston took more of his points, but 73, you'll take that.
So just quickly, last year, the grand final was won, and the points scored for the entire game was 3,200 points scored in the game. In this one, we have 2,350. So almost 900 points less.
We've got one team that's done a throws and just lost the plot. Another team with a premiership hangover.
The hangover, well, yes, I can imagine Dave's would be whipping the boys on track saying, we got lucky in round one that, you know, our pre-season hasn't been what it was. Let's get back into shape, I'd imagine.
Lucky Dave's is a real fancy coach.
Yes.
The midfield is where you got Josh Kelly, 96. You'll take that. Andrew Gaff, crack the ton. And then we just go to Zorko, injured with a 32.
Desmond injured with a 24. Ward was reasonable with 88. Cochin is old with 45. And Connor McDonald in his first game was a 47.
And then Nick Nat, who he reached for, shafted me. Thank you, Pony. I appreciate that. 48.
And he got lucky with Jeremiah Jones having his one good game of the year early.
Yep.
And then what would we call the rest of this forward line?
I think that's a bit of Merker-esque forward line here. I mean, to be fair, Luke Jackson, 72, is probably his best score he's ever got.
Yep. And then 27 from Robbie Gray, which is uninjured, I believe. I don't believe he was injured at any stage. And Zach Fisher wasn't injured, and neither was Jaden Stevenson.
From Zach Fisher in the Amy hype. Come on, we've seen this before, haven't we?
Yes. So there's a few issues for the runner-up here with some injuries and some form leading into round two.
He does have a few players on the bench that could come in, but he needs some big scores coming back after that effort.
11-21. That's not a big score.
The Viper-esque score, that one.
Viper-esque? Ooh, that's a bit low. He's a bit below the belt.
He's gone lower.
Gone lower?
Of course he has. All right.
And on the other side, Christian Salem, who played, I believe, 13% game time.
Yeah, we forgot to adjust that rule, didn't we?
So
maybe next year. Sorry, Dave.
So, yep, 13%. Unfortunate with a, what was that, knee or hand, whatever that was with Salem. Out for 5 to 6, I read today. So,
surgery.
Yep. Isaac Cummings, 71. Heppel, a gross 55. Zach Guthrie, 69, favourite number. And Nick Blakey, probably the last defender picked for him, and he's a top scorer.
What a bad game from Nick Blakey.
Yes, he's
got didn't mind that role.
Rude haircut, and he kept stealing all of Blake Campbell's bloody... Still stealing Blake Campbell's bloody kickouts too.
Yeah, well, Blakey can actually kick the ball, so...
So, yes, but the difference being in this game, the midfield saves Dazed and Confused once again.
It always does, yep.
Merritt 119, Oliver 100, with 7 frees against if you don't mind.
Ducks.
Bontempelli 100, Minna smidged out for this week, so that'll be interesting. Hopefully he has a rest. I think he should, if you're listening, Dave.
Yeah, it looks tired.
Yeah, sore leg. Boak is old, but still keeps getting things done. Rowbottom had a breakout game, and then there's a couple of youngsters who, well, formed like youngsters, really.
Yeah, I would have wanted more from Drew and Nick Cox. Well, on the plus side, he will get defender status.
Yes.
That's where the ball was.
But can every Essendon player get defender status?
Apparently they can, because
that's where the ball is all the time. Nank the Tank, he was no good with Soldo. They need to pick one.
Yeah, did any rocks go well this week? It was pretty bad.
No, pretty shocking. And speaking of shocking and Merker-esque, holy jamoli. What do we do with this?
Start again.
49, 71, 31, 71, 44.
That's, I thought the next day was a good pickup. He scored well late last year. Well, in the preseason, and he didn't touch the ball.
So it's, Taron Thomas never looked like touching it. When your two best forwards are North Melbourne forwards and they lost, that's not good.
And they're playing Hawks, so you're banking them scoring well.
Yes. And if that's them scoring well, well.
I don't want to see them scoring bad.
No. So very interesting. So, yes. Bit of work there to be done for the reigning premiers, yeah, I suppose.
He's got the win, so...
He's got the win on the board.
And we move on.
That's it. So, moving on. DT87 cruised past Geelong Vipers. How many times do you reckon we'll say that this year?
Is that a shock to you?
Probably not so much a shock, no. But what Cancel is shocking, cap. Something that is shocking, is a Dan Houston 150.
What the fuck?
I mean, that's two of bloody Viper's backline. That's probably about 4 of mine. So, so his actual defence was not so bad apart from keeper Z. Williams.
That hurts.
Does hurt a little bit, but other than that, pretty good defensive line.
Pretty good. You'd definitely take that.
And moving into the midfield, pretty solid there as well. Parker just keeps getting it done. Neil tagged early, and I thought he might have had a bit of a stinker, but fought through that pretty well and ended up running away from his tagger and picking up a lot of the ball.
When 71's your worst midfielder in a round like this round, that's pretty good.
That's gold, yes. Absolute gold. And Goldstein got his 69. And then the forward line is solid and better than most. No spectacular score, it's still pretty solid.
Yeah, there's no stinking scores there.
No. So Lockie Weller probably a bit disappointing after all the preseason hype, but that's probably Lockie Weller for you.
I don't understand what's going on this bench here. All I can see is numbers. No DNPs. Yes. There's two DNPs, which is quite rare.
I don't understand. New tactic. Maybe we should sit down and have a chat.
Having players at play.
Mm.
Interesting.
What an interesting concept. So speaking of interesting concepts, let's have a look at Viper's team. The back line is, scored better than mine, but that doesn't say much. And there's not a score over 74, but not a score under 58.
The Atkins Tucker in the 70s is what you expect from them. Solid without being brilliant.
Yep. Yeah, so that's just very average.
It's not bad. You got Cripps tunned up, Dangerfield tunned up, Noah Anderson's a young gun for 91. Morrison. So
just having a quick look at who we traded in for, though. We traded big for O'Meara, who got a 49, and traded big for Phillips, who's scored. Oh, I can't see his name on the field anywhere. On the bench for 86.
Look at that haircut.
Yes. So he's traded in and kept a guy who was a medi sub for the first round. Yeah. Interesting.
And Leon Prestia, I mean, you say you can't predict injuries, but you can kind of predict
His name's Prestia, isn't it? So you can sort of predict it?
Yep. Max Scorn, two first round
draft picks for 79. Interesting. Is this the beginning of the end for Big Max Gorn? Probably not. But he only scored.
Give him one game. Just a warm-up game.
Fair enough. So how much did 87 hurt to see on the weekend?
Not as much as it, if he got 120. That would have really hurt, but it wasn't pleasant.
So speaking of not pleasant, first pick in the draft, you'd expect something decent out of him?
Well, yeah, you would, but when you
a 26-point first quarter would be an awesome way to go, wouldn't it?
Yeah, pick Michael Walters. What do you expect?
So 26 points in the game, though, that's ordinary. So I don't know. We'll have to check the free agency come tomorrow and just see if he's still on the list, eh?
Oh, he'll be there.
Who had round two in the pool?
I changed my vote.
All right. So
who's odds on at the moment, if we check the odds.
Yes, so very, very disappointing there, but that's what it is. Other than that, he's got a few on the bench, so there's a bit of depth there. But, yeah, all in all, just a very, up and down. There's, some very good scores and some very, very bad scores.
Yeah, there is. But that's Vipers for you.
That's it. All right. Now, another game is Team Orson versus, I can't even read all that name. I think it's Manic Monkeys team, but I'm not reading the whole name out. Podcast ends in an hour, so.
I mean, when you score 13-48, you deserve to read the whole name out?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. If you come second, you get the minor prize, don't you? So having a look at Team Orson. Well, that defensive line in a week of crap defenders was pretty good.
Looks pretty bloody good.
390s and 100 is quite good with just the returning.
Coming back from injury with low time on ground should be better for the long run. One of your boys.
That's it. Wayne Malira from way back in the day. So, nice handy little pickup. I think I saw him sneak in back late last year. Jack Steele did Jack Steele things. Amon did Amon things. Well, we're getting to the stage where Warple's doing Warple things too, aren't we?
Warple, what's going on there, mate?
I don't know. The midfield mix was all over the shop, trying new things. But if we keep winning games and he keeps being on the outside like that, well,
How long until Tom Mitchell retires?
Well, it'd be a couple of years away yet. So, don't know that Warple.
Can they both play in the same team? Just the same player, aren't they?
pretty much. So his one good year came without him, so interesting. But then LDU and Caldwell, a couple of tons with Jack Redden being the only midfielder that West Coast have almost tonned. And the worst Dacos, 69.
Nice.
So, yeah, Matt Flynn, 88. Noticing that much during the game, but scored all right. But I think
he started off poorly, but then turned up later on.
Mm. So that's interesting
as well. Wrapped it up.
Yeah. Well, for my sake, I hope they really think that Bruce needs to be that big body in there because he's
obviously the best. He's obviously the best ruckman there, Bruce.
Yeah.
Definitely get him in.
So the forward line starts off well with Gresham 99. Don't know how many times we can expect that. Jamie Elliott was around about Jamie Elliott. Looping on a Silvani 69.
Old, but turns out was probably the best call.
Tom McDonald is yuck, and so is Mitch McGovern.
Yep. Other side, Manic Monkeys with a 13.48.
That defensive line is yuck.
It's just not good. These are good names. So Tom Stewart, 77, still below par. Luke Ryan is a gun, 45, doesn't cut it. I think Will Powell was a keeper at 55. Heath Chapman was a good young pick, 51. Oh, Ainsworth, 57 is probably unders about for him, but probably a bit more than that. But still, that's your D.
Yeah, and having Ainsworth in my classic team, I kept a close eye on him. He was on about 30 at three quarter time, so or 35. So he had a big last quarter, relatively speaking.
Good scores. Tuk Tuk. What can do.
Yeah. Well, has my boy Rao taken a few points off him?
Yeah, it's okay. Brad Crouch, 91. That's okay. Akers is love child, 68. Caleb Sarong with a not so nice score of
79.
I'm sorry. Matthew Kennedy. Here we go. This is something to look forward to. What a gun. He looked good.
He was everywhere on Thursday night. So, yep, done well. Sloan
just got the numbers
scored some points and scored a suspension.
Did he?
Yes, 1 week.
Okay.
So he got a week, so he won't be there next week. And, yes, and Ross is 70.
Rux is Lloyd Meek, but he's just a handcuff feel until Sean Darcy comes back. Maybe this week Darcy's back or a week?
Maybe one more week.
Yep.
Fourth line looks good with Sidebottom, DeGoey, and Rochelle. Oh, Rochelle.
Rochelle. Yeah. I mean, how many times do you reckon Manic locked himself in the toilet at his place on Sunday afternoon?
In by the chat quite often.
Mm. So, yes, he's pretty excited, as one should be. And there's probably a coach with a
good young draft pick. He's going to be a perma forward for years to come, scoring well. That's what you want.
That's it. And there's probably a coach with a few regrets at the moment.
Do you don't think Liam Baker scored 100?
Liam Baker will be lucky to get to 100 this week with this week's score added on.
There you go. It's a shame.
And Cam Rayner did Cam Rayner things after all the preseason hype. He pumped out what most people thought he would have.
Yep, pretty much.
So, yeah, so a comfortable win.
That's the round done.
Team awesome. No. Don't forget. It's one more exciting game.
Show will be back on Thursday evening. I think it's a game on Thursday, so we'll be recording after that, and we'll see you all there.
Right. Before you see you all there, we'll just quickly jump into disposables. Who disposed of Stars Football Club 16-39 to 13-67. Holy jamoly. Your defensive line was
Merker-esque.
Was, yes. Merker-esque. Hawker-esque. I'll claim the back line. I think you probably only just got me covered, but not by a lot.
Was it?
No. And then, there's no hundreds there. No hundreds in the midfield is quite painful, isn't it?
There are players that should have got 100 and didn't. So I thought, what's going on here?
Mills, McCluggage, Viney's your best scorer. Yikes. Yeah. Mr. Worldwide in the ruck.
No good. No good.
Who's your other ruck? Who's your normal ruck?
Chris.
Who? Smoothie? Oh, Priest. Yep. Okay. Yep. So, and then the forward line was actually not so bad with Tim English, 106, TT with 128, who I captained in another draft, so I'm pretty happy with.
Inspired move.
And Heaney, 121. So, Lobb and Martin probably did Lobb and Martin things.
When you keep five forwards, you probably want to just score well.
Yes.
Fortunately, the rest of the team sucked.
So, yes. And a lot of DNP on the bench.
I don't know what a bench is, to be fair.
Yep. And then on the other side, Aaron Hall, who no preseason, has come out and pumped out a 125. And who's Jack Sinclair, 108? When's he going to do that again?
That's bullshit. That's absolute bullshit.
So the rest of the – Rich was down. He had 69 seems to be a very popular score. Maybe my eyes just went to that number at the time. Jordan Dawson, better late, but only a 75. This midfield, holy jolly. This is getting into dazed and confused areas.
Yeah, this is what
you
used to score.
So we've got a 133, a 120, a 116, a 117, a 102, and fuck me, Brendan Parfitt, a fucking 93. So that's his one good score for the year. So, he has good scores, and he played Essendon, so that's his one good score, so don't get used to that. And Joel Selwood rounding it out with a 74. So, Green, Brayshaw, Simpkin, Lipinski, and Wines. That's a pretty solid midfield.
That Manic built, wasn't it?
That's it. Rowan Marshall, 108. Solid, probably now not regretting giving up Max Gorn. Well, probably is, because he's still lost in the final.
Yep.
And then the forward line, Connor Rosie, yikes. That ankle. But his partner in crime, Zach Butters, a solid 96. Ben Ainsworth having one of his good rounds. Joe Dano having good round.
Zach
Ben
Butters?
Ainsworth. Zach Butters? No. What's that? When was that? Saturday afternoon?
Yeah. He attacks the ball well, but as a fantasy coach, just to hold back, like, don't hurt yourself.
Yes.
Keep ball on the outside. Don't go head first.
So, and well, Jack Hayes on the bench for a 111. So, interesting to see what he does.
Yep.
That's it. So, and actually having players on the bench.
Score well too. Like, I'll put them on my team.
So I think there'd be a lot of people putting that on their team. But a 16-39 is the
big
favorite. Oh, if the midfield keeps that up, then I imagine it will be.
I think he just needs to trade a few more players, and he'll be the favorite.
That's it.
I suppose to trade something, please.
Yes, like a ruckman, Rowan Marshall. You don't want him. Get rid of him. He's no good.
Trade for the sake of the league.
That's it. All right. Well, do you want to stick around for the ladder review?
Why not? Yes.
All right. Well, we'll be right back after this short interlude and we'll do the ladder.
Just who do you think you are? Take it like a man, baby, if that's what you are.
All right, so we've got one round down and we have a ladder with six winners and six losers. So just having a quick look here, Stars, obviously, I hate to say it, but the 16-39 you played against has shot disposables straight to the top of the ladder.
God, we are doing points for and not percentage.
Yes, because percentage could be quite painful there for for more than just yourself, I think for a few of us. DT87 clocked in with a 15.50 just ahead of Slippery Gypsies. So, and rounding out the top four with a score of 1500 is Team Awesome. So that's the top four.
That's scores that you want to get at
this
time of starting off.
starting off
away dramatically.
That's it. Then we have two other winners that scored 13.74 and 12.40. Do you think Dave's would be a bit confused? Dave's would be a little bit sort of miffed being a winner with 12.40. He'd probably be a bit embarrassed, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but when you beat your brother-in-law again.
Yep.
For the whatever time now.
I don't know how many fingers and toes we got to count all that.
I don't think it matters. He's got the win. He's a smart coach. He's got points on the board, and he's going to bank it in for the finals.
That's it. So
and obviously playing bye as well next week.
There's no bye next week. Hawker's back.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. So sneaking into the eight, even though they're losers, Stars and Manic.
Really?
So you're in the eight. How's that feel?
It's good, yeah. I'm just unlucky, that's all.
Yep. Good coach out of luck. And then outside the eight is Legless, Vipers, Hawker, and down the bottom there is Ponyfish Islanders.
As a good coach once said, that's a good bottom four. You hate to say it, yes. Don't you?
I do, actually, yes. So looking forward to getting a win on the board soon and some points in the...
Where you used to be, isn't it?
Not at all, mate. Not at all. I'm used to playing finals, so I'll be back up there soon enough. Don't you worry about that.
Look forward to it. It's always next week.
That's it. That's it. All right. Well, that's a ladder. That's a review. And onwards and upwards to round two.
Round one. One. Fuck fantasy. Yes. Let's move on.
That's it. All right. We'll see you all in the next podcast.
Catch you later.